The WBFO Brief Podcast is made possible by Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center. Access to the newest treatments and most sophisticated testing is so important. It matters where you receive your cancer care. Spend one day with Roswell Park. Visit roswellpark.org.
Today's WBFO Brief was recorded at around 8:30 in the morning. This is WBFO News.
New York Senator Kirsten Gillibrand is pushing for legislation to protect access to birth control across the country. Gillibrand will hold a press conference this morning as she calls for passage of the Right to Contraception Act, a bill that looks to codify women's rights to obtain and use contraception. While New York State has moved to expand access, Gillibrand is raising concerns about movements in other states. She points to Oklahoma, where a new bill would restrict the use of IUDs. The state of Iowa, she says, has stopped paying for emergency contraception for victims of sexual assault. The Catholic Diocese of Buffalo is continuing to sell off some of its most valuable properties. On Tuesday, the diocese announced the sale of the St. Jude Center at 760 Ellicott Street, listed at a price of $1.5 million. The property will likely garner great interest with its location adjacent to the Buffalo Niagara Medical Campus. The Catholic Center, Christ the King Seminary, and the Newman Center at Buffalo State University are also being sold off by the diocese, which is working through bankruptcy brought on by nearly 900 sexual abuse claims against clergy members. And Wegmans has issued a recall, this for its Wegmans Italian Classics Uncured Pepperoni. They say it could contain metal foreign materials. The affected pepperoni has best dates of August 28th, 2024, and August 29th of 2024. The product can be returned to Wegmans for a full refund. A Buffalo man could spend up to 10 years in prison after pleading guilty for his involvement with an online marketplace that deals in stolen data. According to the U.S. Attorney's Office, 27-year-old Wool Isaac Toll also faces a possible $250,000 fine after admitting to possession of 15 or more unauthorized access devices with intent to defraud. Prosecutors say Choll used virtual currency to make purchases from Genesis Market, which is alleged to have sold off the identities of more than 2 million people. New leaders are in place for Genesee Community College and SUNY Niagara. The State University Board of Trustees announced Tuesday the appointments of Dr. Craig Lamb at GCC and Dr. Lloyd Holmes at SUNY Niagara. Lamb is a familiar figure at the Batavia campus of Genesee Community College, having served the institution in various capacities since 2013. He is currently provost and vice president for academic affairs. Holmes will take over in Sanborn after serving as the fourth president in the history of De Anza College. Previously, he served for 6 years as vice president for student services for Monroe Community College in Rochester. And Oshai Children's Hospital says it secured a $2.9 million New York State grant that will be directed toward youth suicide prevention. The new programming made possible through the grant will look to improve current suicide prevention protocols.
This WBFO Brief podcast is made possible by Canisius University, where high-flying grifts find a top-flight education. For the last 8 years, Canisius has been recognized on U.S. News' list of best colleges and universities. Learn more at canisius.edu.
The southern United States, particularly Florida, has been a winter haven for Canadians hoping to escape their country's harsh weather. Now, as correspondent Dan Karpachuk tells us, the new figures show that more and more of them are actually moving to the United States.
The data comes from the U.S. Census for 2022. It shows that more than 126,000 people moved from Canada to the U.S. That's an increase of 70% from the year before. It marks a growing trend. Some of them were born in Canada, others Americans returning home, and some had immigrated to Canada and then decided to leave. Immigration lawyer Len Saunders says the main reason is the cost of living, and it's affecting younger and older Canadians.
The young people realize they can't get into the housing market, or if they are able to, they're buying a condo. Whereas, you know, in the United States, they can buy a beautiful house. The older people, what they're doing is they're cashing out. They're taking their equity in their house. They're using that equity. They're buying clear title so that they have no mortgage. And they're using some of that for their retirement income.
Saunders says many are moving to smaller border towns where the cost of living is not as expensive as in big cities like Los Angeles or New York. The one drawback still appears to be health care. For older Canadians, access to medical care can be costly, even prohibitive. For WBFO News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto on the Canadian Beat.
Don't forget to like or subscribe so you can help others find this podcast. And if you love it, leave a review too. The WBFO Brief Podcast and the award-winning journalism of WBFO's news team are made possible by our members. Thank you for listening.